Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
All right, Tommy. Chicago Hounds with a working hashtag of release the hounds. Smithers, Simpsons, no?
Release
the hounds. Release the hounds.
Excited about Chicago.
Well, I was last year, John. I tipped them to fucking win the West, and they went 4-12. Something like that. So, yeah, I think you can get wrapped up in names and signings. But it sounds like year two is going to be a different setup for the lads in Chicago. Absorbed a lot of the New York and Toronto talent.
We got some... Toronto. I mean, it's not always, like you said, it's not always about the roster on paper, obviously. They don't play rugby on paper. Last I checked, right? It'd be hard. It'd be difficult to do. How would you, you know...
Can you play rugby with paper?
Paper rugby. Paper
football. You're flicking on the desk, a little paper triangle.
We could create that. You know, we made up that game Grubbers, so we're pretty creative. But, I mean, you look at, like, Patty Ryan, Luke White. You've got what I'm excited about. I mean, Billy Meeks, dude. Oh, yeah. He's, like, my favorite player in the MLR, I'd say, in a lot of respects. He's
solid social media presence as well.
Oh, there you go.
Billy Meeks knows drop shipment, if I've ever seen it. But
the butcher.
Fellas, I think there's enough Eagles on the squad to demand playoffs. With two-thirds of the league getting in. Tommy, what are some other things... Actually, no, Johnny, what's one thing you want out of Chicago this year? One thing you want to see?
One thing I want to see out of Chicago is... I want to see them blow it out with attendance. I want to see one of the biggest markets in the United States and one of the best sports towns in the United States filling up the stadium. That's what I want to see.
Da hounds.
Da hounds.
Yeah, it's a good squad. There's a lot of talent. They're playing in what I consider a slightly weaker Eastern division than the Western. I could be totally wrong, but I think...
No, that's fair.
I think, yeah, aside from the Free Jacks, you know, the West Conference has some of the elite talent in the league, but who's Chicago's rival?
In the league?
Yeah.
I mean,
is it too early for a rival?
No, you got to set up some rivalries. I mean, you're going to talk New York, you know, you're going to that would have been the easy.
Yeah, maybe Miami, Chicago is our rivalry now.
We're just making it up, you know. Might as well.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough. There's not a lot of northern
I say Free Jacks. I say Free Jacks are the easy target.
Yeah.
Another big, like, old school sports market, right?
Salt of the earth.
Yeah, salty.
Yeah, Tom, Boston, if salty. The whole world was salt of the earth, there'd be no agrable farmland, okay?
How would we survive?
Everybody can't be salt of the earth here. God. But I agree with Johnny. I mean, this year for Chicago should be a asses in seats type of year. They hosted the final last year. They got a good crowd for that, even though their team wasn't in it. But I think you're looking for wins. You want to be at least 500 in year two, right? And maybe you go on a playoff run because we know a 500 team or below is going to get in. I just really hope Chicago packs out the fucking house. And, yeah, are they going to run with our hashtag there? Hounds up.
Release the hounds.
Release.
Yeah.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Yeah, maybe even somebody can dress up as Smithers.
Pick him!
Thank you.
your role.